how you injured yourself with a household item. We're going to start with this woman here.
Okay.
The last thing I have recollection of is walking into the bathroom with my blow dryer, getting ready to blow dry my hair.
Mary Wilson was doing a simple thing, drying her hair in this bathroom before bed last month when her life would be changed. She suddenly passed out, but the worst injury came from the dryer itself, which was scorching her skin as she lay on top of it.
But it's blowing that hot air.
Okay, so she's blow drying her hair. Yeah. She passes out, falls on the blow dryer. The blow dryer keeps going.
Oh. Yeah, blow dryer has no
idea. And it basically burns her skin.
Right.
Flesh.
Ah.
And
damn.
I mean, the burns on my hand were third degree burns. They were all the way to the bone.
Her partner found her. It had maybe been 20 minutes. Mary was rushed to the hospital where, due to the nerve damage, her hand and wrist were amputated.
It really kind of puts in perspective of all the other, you know, issues that I was dealing with in my life 6 months ago are so insignificant to things that I'm having to go through now or challenges that I'm going to have to be going through in the future.
Mary says blow dryers ought to have an automatic shutoff like other hot tools.
I mean, you see it with hair straighteners, and flat irons. They do have that ceramic plate that once it gets to a certain temperature.
Now, here comes the lawsuit.
Of course.
If it did, then maybe my injuries
not your fault.
So bad.
A dog groomer before the accident.
Oh, every day. I absolutely miss it. I miss the dogs. I miss the clients.
She's not sure if she'll be.
You could still groom a dog.
Yeah.
If Rick Allen could play drums with one hand,
exactly,
you could groom a dog.
Right, but this is not good for her. You know, she needs this for her lawsuit coming up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say I can't do anything now.
All right. Well, she lost her hand from a blow dryer.
Right.
Okay.
Yikes.
Pretty bad.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's insane.
It is.
What do you think about that? You think it was her fault?
Well, passing out didn't help.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
why'd she pass out?
How do you just pass out?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
You passed out.
Is there a blood alcohol level?
Right. Drug, on drugs, perhaps.
Yeah. You're burning it to the bone.
Talking to the mic.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you're burning it to the bone, you're just like, you didn't wake up? Like, I don't know.
There's... Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd wake up if my bones burned.
Yeah. What's that smell?
Exactly.
I wonder if you were hungry, if you smelt it, you'd be like, that actually smells pretty good.
You know, I'd go for a handwich.
All right. Have you ever hurt yourself with a household item?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A toaster. A toaster.
Oh, right. Didn't you stick a fork in there?
I stuck a fork in it, yes.
Why?
Because I wanted to see what happens. You touch the orange.
And what happened?
You get zapped and you fly. And you know what the worst part was? I thought about this for a long period of time.
How old were you?
I was around 8.
Okay.
And I was coming home.
See that.
Coming off my grandparents' house, and I don't know why. I thought about the toaster, and the entire ride back from my grandparents' house to my parents' house, I'm like, why don't you touch that? So the first thing I did, I'm walking
in
the house.
So what, you saw toast cooking at your grandmother's house?
No, I don't even know why I thought of that.
It just popped into your head.
It just popped into my head. What happens if you touch the orange thing in a toaster?
Wow.
So, like an a-hole, as soon as we got home, I remember my dad opened the door.
Like, I'm going to run an experiment.
I ran the stairs, plugged the toaster in. I was on the counter.
You took the toaster. Oh, wait.
The toaster on the counter.
Your father went upstairs.
I went up, ran upstairs.
You ran upstairs.
Right, because the kitchen was on the second level of the house. So we know.
Oh, that's weird.
Right. So
the bedrooms were downstairs?
No, the bedrooms were upstairs also. So everything was going upstairs. Downstairs was like a living room. So
the kitchen was upstairs.
Yep, everything was upstairs.
Isn't that the weird part of the story?
It was like a weird, like mushroom type of house.
What was downstairs?
Downstairs was like
House was in the shape of a mushroom?
Kind
of,
yeah.
You lived in a mushroom.
It looked kind of like a pagoda, I guess. Go to pagoda.
You know what? If I lived in a mushroom, I'd want to stick a fork in a toaster.
Right.
I would just want to end it.
Take a bath with one.
It was the ugliest.
I live in a friggin' mushroom.
It was the ugliest house design ever. I didn't like that house at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a smurf.
So ran the stairs, bang a right to the kitchen. Toaster's right there on the counter. Plug it in, press it down, reach for a butter knife.
You wait until everything gets red?
Well, it gets red almost immediately.
Okay, yeah, that's a good toaster.
Press it down, it was. It didn't survive. It was. And I remember I grabbed the butter knife. And it was like it was like a butter knife that had it was all the same. It didn't have like a handle on it. It
what
was
do you
all
mean?
It was all the stainless steel. The cheap Grants ones, Grant ones.
Right, so it didn't have plastic.
Right, no
handles.
Plastic, no pearl handles.
It was just one giant piece of metal.
Exactly, right. perfect for what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep. And I got on the counter.
Yeah, no protection.
I got on the counter. It's just like the game of Operation.
Did you have sneakers on?
I don't recall what I was wearing. But all I know,
I'm sure they were off of you.
All I know,
whatever you were wearing.
All I know is where I landed. Yeah. I remember. It happened yesterday. I looked carefully. I aimed carefully. So I only touched that orange thing.
Yeah, you didn't want to touch anything other than just direct contact.
And the second I did, the next thing I know, I was on the floor.
Really?
Yep.
Did you hear a sound, or do you
remember?
There was
like a sizzle sound. Yeah. And my hand was numb for like 20 minutes. Enough for my mom to keep on.
Is that what happened to your hair?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Enough.
The afro.
Enough for my parents to tell me what a stupid child I was. Yes. And the toaster was toast.
The toaster became toast.
Because that was
in the mushroom house.
It was one of those. Was one of those metal kinds that only has like two. We ended up getting one that has like four, like a toaster for four pieces.
Wait.
It was like it was like the standard toaster. You only had two pieces of toast.
Yeah.
We ended up getting with four pieces of toast. So we upgraded thanks to my stupidity.
They're like, well, maybe he'll really do it this time. Let's get four.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is my fingers tingled and my hand was numb and I was a stupid kid. and I got with the ring hand on the side of the head.
Oh.
Yes.
So you got up.
Yeah. Bing.
And boom.
Yes.
Dad hit you with the ring hand.
Yeah, because I was stupid. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Al in the shed.
Good morning. AJ, you're making me laugh. Do you think every kid might have done that? Because I did the same thing.
Did you?
The only problem was that the fork fell inside the toaster.
Oh, boy.
It almost caught on fire.
Damn. Did you live in a mushroom at the time?
Mushroom house.
No, I did not.
Okay. Were you just driving home and have this thought pop into your head?
No, I was not driving home. I don't know what made me do it. I guess I was making toast and I was fractuated by it, you know?
You're kind of curious what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, let me stick this in the light.
It's bright orange. You're a kid and you're stupid.
Right. That's bright orange. Well, I turn bright orange. You basically do.
Yeah, you just want to. Yeah, you did. I got lit. Yes, big time. It lit me up big time.
Zzz, pop.
Right.
And what do you remember from this, Al?
I've been getting zapped really bad, but what happened was the fork fell inside the toaster. Because it just like jumped out of my hand.
Yep.
Then there was a house fire.
Yep.
And now I live in a shed.
I had smoke inhalation.
Yeah. Now I can't touch toasters no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you when you did this?
34.
Oh, I was about 8 or 9 years old, like AJ.
Yeah.
Same age.
Like every other kid did that.
Yeah. There's that age where like you're curious about stuff, and you're stupid if they actually throw it.
But for AJ,
I was
Ruth.
Right. You saying Jess?
All right, Al. You're in the running.
Yeah. Very nice.
John Fogerty.
Bob, yeah. I'll talk to you guys.
You sound just left.
Thank you.
He sounds kind of like him. You need me? Sorry. But you also find out that pennies hurt when you put them in the light socket, too.
Wow. You've really tried to kill yourself. The voices in your head just say, end it now. You're in for a long, difficult life.
I have this dumb thing with electricity. We don't get along.
Hmm.
We don't get along at all.
No, but it sounds like you had voices in your head telling you
to do things,
to do stuff that would end your life.
Right.
And you zapped them right out.
Yep. Yes. I've absorbed a lot of electricity throughout the years.
He gave himself electroshock therapy.
I've absorbed a lot of voltage.
This is all making sense.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's all coming together.
Thank you. But I don't light up at night.
It's almost like the gods saw you having this really difficult life and said, you know,
no,
maybe it'd just be easier if he just stuck a butter knife in a toaster.
Oh, no, I'm his gag reel. I'm his gag reel.
Wouldn't that be funny if we could just edit all these things together?
Right.
And watch it. Ruth, have you ever injured yourself with a household item?
I was in the bathroom and standing and putting on makeup or whatever in front of the mirror on the cabinet, and I dropped something, went to go pick it up, and when I stood up, I hit my head full speed, standing up on the bottom of the medicine cabinet, really, really, really hard.
Oh.
I saw stars. It was, oof.
This explains a lot.
Yeah.
Did this happen before you saw the ghost at the bowling alley?
She went, Foxy, shadam!
And then all of a sudden, she saw ghosts.
Right.
She followed Foxy Shazam. Ed Nugatuck.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was out in Las Vegas. I was a security officer at one of the casinos.
Oh.
And we got a call to watch a videotape of somebody that supposedly got hurt and looking for workman's comp. And watching the videotape, and she was using a vacuum cleaner, an upright vacuum cleaner,
uh-huh.
on the stairs.
Yeah.
And there was something on the stairs, so she went bent down to pick it up, and her hair flipped in front of her, and the vacuum cleaner caught it.
No.
And slapped her right upside the head.
Wow.
And, of course, her arms aren't long enough to turn it off anymore because the switch is way up on the handle. So she's there on the stairs trying to keep this thing from hitting her face. And we were just dying laughing. Everyone that watched that video just, yep, that happened. And
how many times you guys watched that video?
That day, probably about 20 or 30.
Yeah. Watch this part.
Vegas had security cameras before anyone, really. Banks in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could see everything. And somebody finally ran up and unplugged the darn thing for her.
Right. Like, picture of having a grimly look.
Yeah, she had a really weird haircut for a while, but
almost a skullet.
Yeah, she had this really strong curl right in front.
Wow.
Awesome. That'll spin your hair out.
Ed, that's great. You're in the running. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. How you were injured by a household item. Everyone gets in the running for John Fogerty tickets. Todd in Stratford.
Yeah, I hurt myself with a gravy boat.
Gravy boat. Nice. Nice.
I was a teenager, and I'm reaching up to the top cabinet in the kitchen, you know, where you keep all the weird stuff and everything. I'm pulling out a plate.
The weird stuff. It's the weird stuff section, which is the gravy boat.
Right.
Because you only have one of them.
The odd area. The odd area.
Where do you put this? You don't put it on a plate. You don't put it in with the glasses.
Right. Yeah.
You put this in the weird cabinet.
Its own area.
Exactly.
Yep.
So the gravy boat slides out and falls and hits me right square on top of the head.
Nice.
Now, it didn't knock me unconscious per se.
Right.
I didn't have a concussion or something, but it hurt so bad that I got all of a sudden I started getting that tunnel vision effect, and I went down.
Wow.
And I'm laying on the kitchen floor, and the gravy boat's busted. And just as I'm in conscious, regaining consciousness, my mom walks in and goes, "My gravy boat."
I'm fine too, Ma. Yeah, the gravy boat. You bust. Yeah, I'm fine.
You're on the ground. Nah.
Right,
you got blood all over my good gravy boat.
My gravy boat.
So I'm guessing every Thanksgiving someone says, "Pass the gravy," you ask yourself, huh?
Oh,
wow. That just brought back another memory.
Justin, I want the clip of Todd saying, "My gravy boat." Todd playing the part of his mom.
Good job, too.
That was very good. That was Academy Award winning.
Felt like we were there.
Performance.
Bravo. Oscar goes too.
All right, Todd. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That just reminded me. Remember those ceramic frogs that you kept by your sink? You put your sponge in there.
Oh, yeah.
I got nailed in the head by one of those things. I mean, full force, bam. But I worked in a home improvement store.
Okay.
And a bunch of those came in seasonal. And this guy, Don, who worked in the front and seasonal, had a really bad temper. And I don't know what the hell happened, but he grabbed one of these ceramic frogs and flung it into my department. All I remember is I saw something that caught my eye. And I turned, and I saw a green frog. Boom. It broke. I got laid out flat.
And then Todd's mother said,
My frog. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Thanks, man.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
You shot my memory. That freaking thing hurt. Bam!
Jasper and Wookit.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
You're nice and loud.
Is that all right?
And hot, yeah.
Yeah.
My story began like when I was like in the eighth grade or freshman in Maine. I was riding my snowmobile, and I went through the creek. So
the creek. The creek. Creek.
Yeah, while the stream, and I got all soaked. So when I got home, I had this bright idea. Man, my feet are freezing cold. I can't stand it. So I stuck them in the oven and turned the oven on.
Wait, you stuck your feet in the oven?
You made feet souffle.
Yeah, put my feet in the oven. They were so cold. And that was the worst thing I ever did.
I'm glad your head wasn't cold.
You smell grilled cheese?
This is exactly a story from a man named Jasper.
I feel like if you go to Hose and Toes, you see a picture of him on there.
Yeah. You know, us Mainers, we do some pretty weird stuff.
No.
The hell you say?
No.
Jasper, great call.
Yeah, man, dude.
You're in
awesome.
The running.
That was great.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Keep your feet out of the oven.
Yeah. It sounds like he's calling in from a CB radio, right?
He's still in Maine right now. Crick.
Michelle in Middlefield.
Hi there. So it wasn't about me, but it was about my husband.
That counts.
You're narking on him, huh? Okay.
I was upstairs doing laundry, and all of a sudden I heard, oh, my God, get downstairs, hurry. I lavishly come downstairs, and my husband thought he was Gordon Ramsay making a fancy ratatouille when he sliced his fingertip off in a mandolin.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. Now, what wine goes with that?
And where did it go? I lifted up the mandolin, and it was a perfect sliced finger.
Wow.
Now, how big was the tip? Or what was cut off?
It was definitely the big pointer.
The big pointer.
Wow. The whole top section of the pointer?
Pretty much, yeah. Wow.
Oh.
And then I took it off and put it on ice and saved it.
Wow.
Brought it to the hospital hoping they can salvage it, but they couldn't.
He circumcised his finger.
Oh. So he has a little nub.
I came home, we finished the ratatouille, and I still ate it. Is that okay to do?
Ew.
Absolutely.
So what's his nickname, 93 quarters?
He can't point that good anymore. Let's just say that.
I would have had a finger sandwich.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Among my misadventures, that is exactly what I did to myself. My middle finger here, several years ago, and to this day, I still have nerve damage. I can't feel the tip of this finger here, but I did the same thing. I was just being very careless. I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing last time I tried that, and I was mandolining an onion, and then a quarter inch off the tip of my finger.
Wow.
I was looking for photos, because I took pictures of all the blood stains. I was looking for photos to share with you, because I thought you might want to see them.
You took pictures?
Oh, wow. Sure.
While you were bleeding?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes. Document everything. Yes.
That's good. Here's me losing consciousness on the floor in a pool of blood. Nikita Simsbury.
Simsbury.
Good morning. Good morning. I got to say, love your show. You guys bring joy and smiles to my morning every single time I listen. So thank you, man. So much for that.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
What were you hitting head with?
pretty much everything. No, I was about 14, and I was cleaning out the dishwasher, and a fork fell through the bottom section. So I pulled it out, and I'm reaching for the fork. And as I reached for the fork, I lost my balance.
Oops.
It happens, right?
Right.
Falling forward, I grabbed onto the first thing I could, and it was the heating ring at the bottom of the dishwasher, which was still hot.
Oh! Is what he said.
And the worst part was that I was in such a position that I couldn't let go for about 2 seconds, or else I would fall onto the open lid of the dishwasher. And finally, I just said, I was screaming. I'm like, that's enough. I fell. I managed not to break the dishwasher, but I had a nice burn on my hand for about 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You tried.
Right. You really did.
I tried. I did my best.
Right. Your fork's up pretty good there.
And then Mom walked in and said,
my gravy boat. My dishwasher.
Thank you, Nikita. Awesome. Thanks for the kind words, too, man. I appreciate it. Billy Bob in Oakville.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Gravy Boat.
Go ahead. I've been listening to you for 50 years. Well, not you, but PLR. Anyway.
Because I'm not the
thank you.
Well, you haven't been there 50 years. But I was about 14 years old, and my mom says to me, hey, Bill, my dryer's not spinning, right? So I go down the cellar, and I take the bottom panel off, and I look in there, and the little idler that holds the belt popped out of the little bracket.
This is a handyman here. Right.
The fact that your idler was.
Oh,
he didn't pick up a phone.
Ahead, that's
he
for
picked
sure.
Up a, he picked up some tools.
And did some work, yes.
Right. Okay.
I'm laying on a concrete floor in the basement, and I didn't disconnect the dryer from the electricity. So
220?
I stick my hand in
220,
there.
220, yeah.
Huh? 220?
Yeah, 220.
Ooh.
So
Sensei.
So I stick my hand in there, and I'm I get the idler back where it needs to be, and then I'm putting the belt around, and I hit something electrical, and all of a sudden I can't. I'm just convulsing on the ground, and I can't. I can't pull my hand up because it's kind of stuck in there. And luckily, it blew the fuse.
Right.
And that's when I was able to, get my hand out of there, and it was all black and everything, and it was. It was a learning experience,
like,
for sure.
Did the dryer's fixed?
Yeah,
I'm dry.
The dryer's fixed.
Yep.
The dryer's fixed.
And now you can smell colors.
I picture like every five steps he stops and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, man, if not for that fuse, you would have been just a pile of ashes.
Seriously, yep.
Exactly. I couldn't get my hand out till the fuse blew.
Wow. Damn, man. Be more careful.
Yeah.
Right. Go to the laundromat from now on.
Wow.
I've done a lot of dumb things.
No.
That's a good one. You're in the running for John Fogerty tickets. Thank you, brother.
We could hang out.
Trapper Don.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Say about 25 years ago, my sister and myself were having a little argument, and I went out into the front yard, and she had come behind me after she had grabbed one of those big bread knives from the kitchen drawer.
Oh,
you know, not a butter knife. One of those
bread knife.
Kitchen knives about 2 feet long with the ridges on it.
Yeah, it's like a
almost
sword.
Almost like a Ginsu knife.
Yeah.
And I had turned around and I grabbed her wrist and I grabbed it out of her hand, and there was people there, and our neighbor thought
and
I
no
was
one decided to stop this. They were like, "Let the kids work it out.
Let this play out. See what happens.
The strong will survive."
Right. Yeah, I'm sure some of the neighbors were saying that. Wouldn't have been the first fight my sister and I had.
None on TV that day. I got deathmatch over here.
Most people would have stopped that fight.
I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
Well, my buddy thought I was going to go after my sister with it. I just did take it. And the way I grabbed it, he grabbed my wrist, and when he pulled it out of my hand.
Oh, boy.
He had pulled the blade through my hand.
Oh,
yeah, the whole way. And like I said, it was one of them Ginsu knives that was, if you remember, those things were razors.
Oh, yeah, and you can still cut tomato.
And I just remember.
And a beer can.
That's right, the beer can.
And you can hit it with a hammer and everything.
Yeah, you remember the commercial.
Yes, I do.
Yep. And I just remember I ran in the kitchen and people were following me. When I opened my hand, the blood just started squirting everywhere, all over the wall, all over. It hit the ceiling.
Nice.
Everything.
Looked like a murder scene.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. My dad was working at the time, so it was just us kids and the neighbor's kids home and stuff. And I remember I got run. My neighbor, Darlene, she had heard me screaming. We jumped in her car. We went to, which at the time was Meredith Wallingford Hospital, and I get in there, and it cut so deep, it cut like to the bone. It was very painful. And they tried, like, because I was a
are
little
we
into young
the,
and
are
out
we
of
at
control.
The end of the comedy part of this?
No, in the trauma.
We're at the end of the comedy part. We'll just move on.
Right. Just get some bread and suck the blood up.
You've already earned your place.
Right. Yeah. Now we're getting sick.
Okay. Well, I did. they tried strapping me down in the hospital, and I ended up breaking the bed trap. I was in such pain and stuff.
All right.
They were freaking out.
Well, see, and now you're Trapper Don. They couldn't trap you.
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
All right. You're in the running. Thank you, brother.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
Yeah.
Bedelia, Portland.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for making my day every morning.
Thank you.
And when you're on vacation, I'm like, come on.
Thank you.
But you guys need it too.
Of course.
And also, really quick, before I tell my really quick story, is I got an invitation to that Safe Haven thing you're emceeing.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, when I got an invitation.
I think next week or the week
it's
after.
It's the 14th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there. I'd like to meet you.
Great.
You know, I'm the one that lives in the fields, in the woods.
Right.
By the creek.
Oh,
right. That's
the RV girl.
I heard the main guy say it.
Yes.
And so what happened was I was like maybe 8, and my youngest, my second for me brother, he's 6, and we decided to make a cake for my mom.
Of course.
So she was taking a nap because she was pregnant with my sister. So she's, and so she let us, she thought I was smart enough and good enough to do this.
I'm just going
to
put you in the running because we're running out of time. But why don't you go right to what was the item? Tell us what the item.
Oh, it was an electric blender, and my brother's tongue around it because he forgot to unplug it first.
Oh, so he was licking.
He got stuck in the beater. No.
See, I wasn't the only kid. I wasn't the only kid.
He couldn't even freaking talk for a month.
Burger for now. From what just happened, it's a dryer seat for now.
It was totally worth
so much trouble.
All right, you're in the running. Thank you.